and welcome to the program. I'm wondering, are you getting sick and tired of listening to the news these days and hearing the same thing over and over again? Here's a good idea. Just turn it off for a while and rejoice in the fact that Jesus is your Savior. I've read the last chapter, and it turns out pretty good. Stay tuned for our message today. Troublesome times, there's absolutely no doubt about that. But the Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain. Are we contented? What is contentment? Contentment is the byproduct of accepting and doing God's will, God's way. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, the soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions. The body, of course, that's what we live in. But it mentions the spirit here. The spirit. Contentment begins in our spirit. We're going to look at that in a second. But before we do, listen to this message in song. Should the servant be more than the master?
It may be no loved one with whom you can share. It may be no finery like others wear. But surely the lilies are clothed by his care. Should the servant be more than his love? It may mean rejection by friends through the years. It may mean some lonely nights praying in tears. But surely his peace will erase all your fears. Should the servant be more than his
As a teenager, and I was saved just when I was 12 years old, I came across a book entitled The Rare Jewel of Christian Contentment. Outside the Bible, at that time, it was the greatest book I had read. It was a very good book about contentment, and I learned a lot about it in my teenage years, and I learned a whole lot more about it in the last 3 years than I have in my life. What is contentment? Contentment is the byproduct of accepting and doing God's will and doing it God's way. We are all here in this world and we are where God put us. We need to come to that conclusion. We could have been born 1,000 years ago, 100 years ago. We could have been born. It may be we weren't born at all. God had a plan for us to be here. And our purpose for us as individuals is to glorify God. Now our verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you, set you apart wholly, and I pray God," Paul said, "your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now he noticed, he said three things: your whole spirit, your soul, and your body. Now, when this verse is quoted, it's usually quoted backwards. We usually talk about the body, soul, and spirit. That's not what it does. That's not what it says. It says your whole spirit, soul, and body. The spirit is the part that communicates with God, and God communicates with our spirit. He said in Romans 8:16, "The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit." That word itself is a bad translation there. The spirit is not an it. That Greek word has been translated himself 58 times. The spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit, not with our soul. Our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. Well, what needs to happen is we let the Holy Spirit speak to our spirit, then our spirit dictates to our mind, our will, and our emotions as to what is going to happen. Now, the Bible says in Psalm 34:18, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." In Isaiah 66:2, the Bible says, "To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my words." It's interesting, if you go through and look the word spirit up in the Bible, Proverbs, you'll find a faithful spirit, a hasty spirit, a humble spirit, a broken spirit, a wounded spirit, an excellent spirit. In the Psalms, we read about an overwhelmed spirit, a spirit that is not steadfast, a provoked spirit, a falling spirit, a spirit in whom is no guile. Well, once again, the Bible says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save us such as be of a contrite spirit." Now, we read in John 16:13 before, where Jesus said just before he left, "Howbeit when he," not it, "when he," the Spirit of truth, "is come, he will guide you into all truth." And so contentment is the byproduct of my spirit dictating to my soul concerning everything the Holy Spirit is directing me to do. The psalmist said in Psalm 62 and verse number 5, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him." And so as we go through these trying times, sometimes we get to focus on things that are not working out right for us, and we say, why me? Why not me? God has put us here for a purpose. We are the only Bible that most people are going to read. And so if we would just determine that we will find contentment, and remember, contentment is the byproduct of accepting and doing God's will, God's way.
It may be no loved one with whom you can share. It may be no finally like others were. But surely the should the servant be more than his master? It may mean rejection by friends through the years. It may mean some lonely nights praying in tears. But surely his peace will erase all your fears. Should the servant be more than his master? Should the